Hey there, and welcome back. I'm Dr. Vince Leone, executive producer and co-host of the Practice Builders Podcast. With my partner in crime, Dr. Kyle Pankinen, we deliver proven strategies to help you grow fast, specialize with confidence, and build profitable staff-run practices. Let's go ahead and dive into today's episode now. Hello, and welcome to the Practice Builders Podcast. My name is Dr. Vince Leone.
And I'm Dr. Kyle Pankinen. I really think you're going to like today's topic because what we're going to talk about today is something all doctors, I think, are aiming to get to. Whether they've written it down on paper or it's just something they think in their head, they think, boy, I would like to get my practice to this certain benchmark someday. So with that said, Dr. Leone is going to introduce the topic.
Yes. So this is how to hit your first 100K month or your next 100K. But today we're going to talk about how to hit your first 100K per month in revenue for your practice. Now, before we dive in here, we do need to just have an earnings disclaimer. This is not financial advice. You need to take this and apply the information, obviously. We can't make any claims according to the FTC. What we're going to talk about is what we did to hit our 100K months and so that you can use that information to implement it. And we're going to use kind of a template practice doing roughly 50K a month. Currently. And this individual doctor is probably, primarily chiropractic, right? Obviously, probably doing 25 to 30 new patients a month, a team of two or three. And what we're going to go through is what equipment will you need? What type of team will you need? What type of systems will you need to have installed? And what type of marketing will you need to hit your first 100K per month in practice? And I love this number, Dr. Kyle, because this is kind of the benchmark. I feel like a lot of doctors in the back of their head, they're kind of thinking, I'd love to hit 100K a month.
I know when I years ago started thinking about where I would want to bring my practice to, volume wise, my first goal is, can I get to 100 a week? Remember the first week I hit 100 a week, I literally thought I was going to die. I was so tired. But now,
100 visits per week, right?
100 visits a week. But then we've gone way beyond that. But the bottom line is, years later, it was like, well, as my volume was growing, what is possible? What can we get to as a single solo doctor? And that was where I arrived in my head too, is I think it's possible for one doctor with the right staff and the right equipment to get to 100,000 plus a month. And so I want to tell everybody listening, it is possible. Yeah. Dr. Leone has done it. I've done it. And therefore, you can do it too.
100%. Everyone, look, we need more doctors doing 100K a month. That means you're helping more people. That means that you are generating more revenue for yourself. It's going to create more time freedom, energy freedom, money freedom, if you follow this model. And what's great is this is kind of where Dr. Kyle was at. When we started working together back in 2020, Dr. Kyle said, Dr. Vince, you don't need to sell me. I'm already in. I just want to know, can you help me hit 100K a month? And you were doing, I think, what, about 48, something like that a month?
We're right at 48 a month, and we currently are right at about 101 a month.
I love it. So, and by the way, now for Dr. Kyle, our next target is 200K a month. So, and that's always fun. And now that's a different game and different strategies. But let's just start. Let's get you from, if you're around 50K a month, right? Maybe you're at 40 to 50, maybe you're 50 to 60, but you're around 50K a month. You are in prime position to go to the century mark. So let's dive in here. Now, of course, we love spinal decompression, right? Mm-hmm. So this is going to be our niche of choice to get us to 100K a month. And Now, whether you have a table now or you want to get a table, this will apply to both of you. Because if you have a table now, it's probably not being optimized, is my guess. And that's, I talk to doctor after doctor every single week. And a lot of them have tables, but you know, they have uneven protocols, uneven systems, team, lack of good marketing, all that type of stuff. So that's what we really want to talk about today. So we'll start with, we're going to go through equipment, team, systems, and marketing. Remember, simple scales, fancy fails. We don't need to get complicated. We're doing around 50K a month with chiropractic, and we are going to add spinal decompression. But let's talk about the equipment, because there's another piece that you were talking about, Dr. Kyle, that you feel is really important to going to that 100K a month.
Yeah, so you need a good decompression table. There's many good ones on the market. We're not promoting one table necessarily over the other. We think all decompression tables can work. Some are maybe better than others. Mm-hmm. But so you need to have a good table from a good manufacturer with good training. The second thing you need, I think, in order to get the 100,000 is you need a very high-end laser. Dr. Leone and I are a little bit biased when it comes to that, because we both use the cutting edge M6 lasers. He had four of them. I currently have four of them, and I've just got the M7, so I have five lasers. Those are the two major pieces of equipment that I think doctors need at a baseline. Oh, I know there's Shockwave, and there's other things out there, and that can be a very viable piece of equipment too. But I think nuts and bolts, you need a good decompression table and you need a good laser.
100%. And I remember, you know, back in 2012, I think it was, Harold from Cutting Edge, he told this story. He's like, I was waiting in the bushes for your dad, and I jumped out and I sold him on the MLS. And my dad was about to buy a K laser, which I think is Sumas laser now. And I think he had it even ordered. But Harold, who is a very good salesperson with a very good product, talked him into the MLS, and we never turned back. And what we found was there was, all of our decompression patients got much better results. But even more importantly, we were able to add it to our existing patient base for chiropractic services, et cetera. So from an equipment standpoint, to get to 100K, you're going to need at least one table and most likely two lasers to get there. Now, if you're immediately thinking, oh my God, that sounds like a lot of money, gotta keep in mind, you're going to need to invest in your practice. You're going to deliver a higher value of service. This is going to differentiate you in the marketplace. And so, yes, there is going to be an investment. There's going to be an investment in equipment, in your own training, your own skill sets. So don't think that you're going to be able to, kind of get out of this unscathed. There's going to need to be an investment. The good news is it pays for itself and then some many times over.
Yeah, you can easily, a decompression table, a laser, if you use it right, it's really no problem to recoup whatever expense you had in 1 year or less. And if you're really slow, maybe a year and a half or 2 years, but it's gonna be reporting a return on investment in a fairly short period of time. And the advanced technology is gonna differentiate you. So you're gonna be glad that you did that. And when we say two lasers, you're gonna need one for your decompression patients, but then you're gonna want one at least for all the other stuff, all the other just chiropractic patients that are coming through the door with knees and hips and shoulder conditions, and that the laser you're gonna sell them gold or silver or gold plans. We've talked about in other episodes, but the bottom line is that those two lasers and that decompression table are gonna generate a lot of cash-based revenue.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, I would split this up into in terms of revenue, so you can kind of be thinking of this like maybe 30K in decompression and 20, an additional 30K with decompression. So you're doing your 50K with chiro, right? And then 30K in decompression and 20K in laser. So if you think about that, if you're like 25 to 30 patients a month, you're probably going to need to be around 40 patients a month. And then what you can do, and we'll dive into the mechanics, but if you have like 30K in decompression, so if you have a 5K case plan, that's obviously about six new starts a month, no big deal. And then on your laser, right, 20K in laser, then you have, like Dr. Kyle was talking about our silver and gold plans. We like to just offer all of our chiropractic patients, hey, you have your silver plan, which is chiropractic alone, and then you have your gold plan, which is chiropractic plus laser. But these are your singles and doubles where each plan is anywhere from 1,000 to 2,000. And you can just, continue to grow the laser side. This is another kind of lane of service that is staff driven that you don't have to be involved in. Just so rough numbers, just be thinking that about 30 in decompression and about 20 in laser.
Yeah, and those numbers are easy to do. If you offer the laser, like Dr. Vince said, to every chiropractic patient, there's a certain percent that are gonna, if they have some trust in with you and you have rapport with them and you exude confidence, the majority of them are gonna want to do the laser unless they just absolutely can't afford
Yeah.
it. And it's automatically, like you said, gonna improve your results with your decompression. So you're gonna be turning those lasers on a lot, which is why after you use two of them, you're gonna be, we could use another laser. And that's why Vince had Dr. Vince had four, and I have four, and a five now, and it mushrooms and it grows.
Well, yeah, 100%. And by the way, if you're interested in a laser, we do get a discount through Specialized Practice. So you can reach out to us and we can connect you with Harold. But let's talk about team. So we know we're going to do about 30 in decomp, no big deal. About 20 in laser, no big deal. What about team, Dr. Kyle? What most doctors, they have like a front desk, maybe they have an office manager, maybe they have an assistant. What do you think the team looks like at 100K a month?
Yeah, if you're gonna do 100K a month, you're gonna need probably three or four CAs or assistants. You're gonna need a front desk. If you have somebody that's working with insurance or billing, they need one for that. And then we have two gals that are in our back office, and that's what they're doing. They're doing decompression, laser, some shockwave. We have neon track, things like that. But they're busy all day long. In the back part of our clinic, just doing all of our niche and cash-based services. Now, initially, you'll probably need one really good person for that. But as you build and grow, you may need, you need, as you get that extra laser or whatever you're doing, you'll probably need that second person to work those. And the beauty of all these niches we're talking about, docs, and these cash-based services, you don't have to do any of this. You can train somebody to do all of this,
Oh, yeah.
and they're generating revenue for you, and all cash based, and it's a beautiful thing. And you just concentrate on being what you're good at: examining, adjusting, putting together care plans for people, report of findings, things like that, and somebody else can do all the rest of that. So maybe when you're just starting and building, maybe you'll have to do some of that, but the best approach would be make sure you get somebody hired to do those things for you. So, most chiropractic offices out there are, one or two of staff. If you're going to build up to 100,000 a month, you're probably going to need three to maybe four really good high-end staff.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So, a really great front desk, what I like to call an ambassador. I like an operations manager versus an office manager. So, office managers are typically glorified CAs. In other words, they were a CA and now all of a sudden they have an office manager title, but they don't really have a deep understanding of operations and systems. So, if you're going to get to 100K and maintain 100K and not go crazy at 100K, you need a really strong operations coordinator or operations manager so that your practice runs on true systems, which we'll talk about next. And then one to two, most likely two techs, right? So one tech for the decompression table and one tech for the laser. Now, Couple things on that. So one tech can handle two decompression tables. And if you're going to do 30,000 in decompression, that's about six patients, right? So one table in our system can do about 5 to 7 starts per month. If you're operating efficiently, you'll be kind of brushing up against the need for a second table at that level. I never like to have equipment stand in the way of us, you know, growing in revenue. So, but at that point, it's like, wow, it would not even be a big deal for you to order a second table. The only thing would probably be space. But still, if you have a great tech, they can handle two tables. So that's taken care of. Now, one reason we like the MLS is because it's robotic. So in other words, it's unattended. The tech can set it, forget it, right? So it's an 8-minute protocol or 10-minute or 6-minute, whatever it is. So they can set that and go and do something else, check in a patient, do a history, come back, that type of thing. So so one tech can conceivably do two lasers if they're very efficient. So then you'd have your 4-person team. I like to outsource billing personally, take that out of the office for 6% or whatever the number is, put it in someone's hands. So that's all they do. They're experts in billing, right? So let them chase down all the money that the insurance companies don't want to give you, and we're going to focus on cash. So that would be a really lean team. And the next piece would be an associate. So then if you want to really kind of reach that practice nirvana where you can go on vacation and still get paid, then the last piece of the puzzle is the associate to take over the bulk of patient adjusting, so that then you can shift your energies into the niches. And then at this point at 100K, and so in terms of the associate, kind of like to be around 75 before bringing on an associate. But then once you get that in place and you're at 100K, now you can think, okay, now do we add another niche? Do we add another table? Do we add another laser? But all the options are open to you because you have the revenue to reinvest in the practice. And you can really start to optimize your practice.
Hey there, it's Dr. Vince. And if you're getting value from this episode, please make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And if you know another doc who's ready to grow their practice, share this with them. It might be exactly what they need right now. Thank you in advance. And now back to the show.
I can 100% relate to that, because when we got to about 90 to 100,000, we just added in our first associate doctor this year. And that's exactly what we're working towards, that model of what Dr. Vince is espousing, practice nirvana, where I will gradually reduce my volume of just every day the grind of chiropractic, and my associate will gradually take on more of that and focus on more of those high ticket niche cases and save my body.
Yeah.
Hopefully be able to practice another 20, 30 years, Lord willing. And it's a great model. Once you hit that $75,000 to $100,000 mark, it opens up possibilities.
100%. So that's the team. Now let's talk about systems. What in your mind, Dr. Kyle, are the systems you need to operate efficiently at that century mark?
Yeah, you need your staff is the one of the major components of that system. You have to have a well-oiled machine from first phone call, so they know how to speak well to these patients, to the how you check in patients, to the paperwork, to the exam. All that has to be a well-tuned, finely oiled machine, so that when a patient goes through that first day one visit, they get what you call the wow factor. Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever prompt, on time, world-class exam, and they walk out of there thinking, nobody's ever done this level with me on my in a visit in any office, any yeah. healthcare office. And that's the type of system that will then drive that patient to, okay, this is where I'm going to do this decompression at. And they're more likely to say yes. So there's a lot of things that go into developing that system, a lot of little details and so forth. But that's the bottom line, is you have to have what I like to call staff-driven practice.
Oh, 100%.
Well, the staff are the ones that are almost the rock stars of the practice, and the doctor is just, you know, the icing on the cake in a sense. And If you have that and they're well trained enough to do that, this will drive an experience for the patients that will be second to none, world class.
Yeah, I love that. And I like to really just, again, simple scales, fancy fails, just focus on three systems. One, patient processing. Two, your marketing system. And three, your financial system. So one, patient processing. You got to have a rock star at the front desk that is versed in spinal decompression, versed in laser therapy, can answer frequently asked questions. They don't have to be like, oh, well, I don't know. Let me go ask the doctor and have them call you back. No, that doesn't work. So that you immediately lose confidence with the patient. So the front desk, they know how to schedule good quality patients on the phone, pre-qualify them, et cetera. Your patient processing, your day one, your day two, you're educating the patient. It's efficient, like Dr. Kyle said. Who wants to go sit in a doctor's office for 30 minutes before even being seen, right? And we were talking, with a new client the other day, and he's spending 20 minutes on just the consult. That's, the reason why they fill out the paperwork is so that you don't have to sit there and ask all the questions. It's like your consult really should be about 5 minutes, right? You're just highlighting and confirming what they say, and figuring out, well, what is this condition taken away from them so that you can really have that as the goal. And then you go into your exam. So your scheduling, your day one, your day two is your patient processing system. And then obviously your financial system is, hey, what's coming in? What's going out? Have a good handle on your expenses. Keep your overhead. It doesn't have to be, it's not like we're going bare bones here, right? Because we want to invest in good team so that we have good systems so that you don't have to do everything. So I'm not saying you should try to, have an overhead of 20%, but if you're operating at 50%, I think that's pretty good. And so you have your financial system where everything is being tracked appropriately and you are giving the stats on a weekly basis. In other words, hey, this is what we've generated in billing. This is what we've collected. This is what we're projecting for the rest of the year based on our goals. We're on track to hit it. We're not on track to hit it. So that helps guide your decisions moving forward. And then you have your marketing system, right? How many consults came through the door? How many people got to day two? How many people started care? How much revenue did that generate immediately? And then what is projected revenue? Where did those new patients come from? What channel seems to be working best? Do we need to put more money into, one channel versus the other? So that's your marketing system, so you can track where all your new patients are coming from, which channel seems to be working the best. And when you have money left over, then you can start exploring other marketing channels, whatever that may be, TV, radio, streaming. There's lots of options out there that most doctors aren't doing. So once you have your system for marketing in place, then you can start to see, okay, this is working. I'm going to put more money there. For example, talking to the doctor, he's like, well, I put about, $2,000 into Google and it, generates about four new patients a month for decompression, right? And he's like, do you think that's good? I'm like, what's your care plan? $5,000. Okay, so you're generating $20,000 in revenue, and you're only paying $3,000 to get that? Yeah. Why? I'm putting gas on that fire, and I'm going to keep putting gas on that fire until, maybe it goes down to like 3 to 1. So, but you don't know that unless you know your numbers. So that's all part of your marketing system. And so if you just focus on those three things, right? Your patient processing system, your revenue system or your financial system, and then your marketing system, and then the kind of the big metrics under each one, what's called like kind of KPIs in the business world. Then now you know your numbers and you know what kind of levers you can pull in practice to either optimize or grow. And that's when you start doing that, now you're ascending into more of a CEO type of role in the practice.
Yeah, and that's where you want to get to. And if you're going to make it to 100,000 a month, you have to keep good stats. You have to know where you're at weekly, for sure monthly, and you have to keep setting realistic goals and milestones so that you're gradually building your way towards that. If you're not tracking it, if you don't have a target, well, you're going to hit it. You're going to hit nothing.
And
every time.
Yeah.
So you have to have that milestone. So that's one of the things I would just encourage doctors to do is, you know, if this is something that resonates with you in the sense of, I would like to get to 100,000 a month. Okay. Write it down. You're more likely to achieve a goal if you write it down and then draw action steps based upon some of the things you heard here today. What do I need to do? Do I need more equipment? Do I need more staff? Do I need to develop better systems? Do I need better marketing? Which area are you lacking in that's going to help get you to the milestone that you're looking for, and then start to take action in those areas?
Yeah. You know, all progress starts with the truth. So you need to figure out, like what Dr. Kyle says, first you need to know your numbers, right? So where are we now? Where do we want to get to? And using this information, it will give you at least a high level overview of what the reasonable structure, very achievable structure to get to your 100K a month. So, you know, I tell doctors, jokingly, I'm a golfer, not a very good golfer, but I certainly try hard. I should be better for all the time and effort and money I put in. But you know, from a golfing perspective, we have three shots, right? We have an A, B, and C shot. So A is when we flush it, right? Center face, it goes exactly where we want and the distance we want. A B shot is where it goes roughly as far as we want, but it's probably left of the green, right of the green. Maybe it's a little past the green, maybe it's a little short of the green. But, you know, we chip and putt and we can par or bogey. Our C shot is where we shank it. We don't like those. But when you set your goals, look for a B shot. In other words, what is realistic? You know, it sounds good to say, I want to do 2 million a year. Well, hold on. What are you doing now? Like, let's go for a B shot. And getting to 100K a month, that is a very achievable goal. If you're around 50K a month with your chiropractic practice, hitting 100K a month is 100% doable within 12 months. Like, there is no reason why you can't add 50K a month. Again, not financial advice, FTC. So, but what I can tell you from experience is that is very doable within a 12-month time frame if you just focus on these things that we've talked about. We love decompression because A, it aligns perfectly with our scope of practice. We already have these patients in our new patient flow, so you can immediately, you know, if your average case value for a chiropractic is $1,000 or $2,000, well, that immediately goes up to $4,000, $5,000, $6,000. So you get that revenue stream there. You add the laser. People want to get better faster. Everyone's in a kind of a immediate, you know, they just want everything faster. So a lot of people, when you say, hey, would you like to get better faster? The answer is yes. So that's where the laser comes in. So you're adding key pieces of equipment, optimize your team, optimize your systems. And again, then it's just a matter of, like Dr. Kyle said, is prioritize. What do I need to focus on first? What's the biggest lever I can pull in my practice first to get to that next level? So if you're at 50K a month with just chiropractic, the first lever, biggest lever you can pull is a table. Get a table, get the training. That's obviously what we help with, so that you can be an expert in disc and decompression. Get that going. Then you kind of move on to the next step, which is team. So you fill in team members, then you're making more money. Then you add a laser. So you can kind of see how we kind of like to sequence things. We're not saying go invest, you know, $100,000 in equipment. It's like, hey, just piece by piece.
Yep.
But the first thing you need is obviously, in this particular scenario, would be a table. Then yep. You optimize the table. Then you add another, you know, probably a team member so that you're not putting patients on and off the table every day. That becomes a grind. We don't want that. And then, again, you just slowly build piece by piece, and I think you'll be very excited and happy with the results.
You know, I talked to one of our clients the other day, and he said, you know, doc, he's about 3-4 years away from retirement, but he just started practicing this way that Dr. Vince and I are talking about. And he said, before I started, coming to the office was kind of a drudgery. He says, you know, I didn't really look forward to it, but he says, now that I got the laser and I'm doing decompression and I'm doing more cash-based services, you know what? Practicing this way is fun, he says. I look forward to coming to the office. And he's a rock star. I mean, he's just growing and growing and growing like crazy. And every time I talk to him, he's just smiling. Mm-hmm. And he's having more fun and practice in his later years of practice than he was 10 and 15 and 20 years ago. So it's fun to build to 100,000, to use these strategies we've talked about. It'll bring great joy to your life. And it's just a better way to practice than the daily grind of just trying to do more volume and volume and volume and volume. Insurance-based model, that's a tough slog. Mm. And this is a blended practice we're talking about with some insurance, but then adding all these cash-based things. And it's a beautiful thing when you make it work.
Yeah, 100%. And I think part of that, and I love hearing those stories of, you know, because doctors, you know, they've been practicing for 30 years and they get turned on to this aspect of practice, and it lights them up because, you know, they get a lean into the clinical side. They get a lean into, you know, kind of more strategically growing the business versus just using their body as the only kind of source. It doesn't now revolve all around them. I hear that a lot. It's like, hey, if I'm not doing it, nothing gets done. We don't like that. So we want to diversify, you know, how you get your revenue. And finally, hey, you get paid what you're worth. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we deliver life-changing care, and we shouldn't, in my opinion, get paid $20 a visit to do that. So with decompression, you get to really lean into offering a really high-value service to patients with difficult conditions and get paid what you are worth. That is a very rewarding feeling when someone sees the value in your care and is willing to invest in you. You deliver on the results, and then you just build from there. So it's a great model, and we hope that, you know, hey, if you're not already doing it, hope that you consider doing this. We need more doctors operating at a high level, specialists in this particular lane of service. Again, I think the most eloquent model moving forward. I feel the old chiropractic model is essentially broken because, like Dr. Kyle said, it can become a grind, and these niches, specifically spinal decompression, is the way out.
It is the way out. And so if you're stuck, Doc, if you're stuck in the grind, you're stuck at a plateau of a certain income level that you can't seem to get much beyond, what we've shared with you today is a beautiful roadmap to get to that first 100,000 a month, which will then open up many other possibilities. So don't have to invent the wheel on your own. You can follow the guidance and expertise of somebody else who has been there, which can accelerate your path. So reach out for help if you need it.
Absolutely. So we hope this episode has given a lot of value to you. Please consider sharing it with a colleague if you feel like that you have a friend or colleague that could benefit from it. And if you liked it, give us a 5-star review over at Apple. That would be great. Other than that, any last parting words there, Dr. Kyle? We got our summit coming up in a couple of weeks. Very excited about that. We got about 100, a little over 100, I think 105 doctors and staff, all convening in Las Colinas, Texas. It's going to be so much fun. I'm just fired up.
The Decompression Summit is something I'm very much looking forward to. I'm fired up about the content we've put together. I think that's what I'm most fired up about is this is world-class education. This is latest cutting-edge research protocols, marketing, financial stuff. It's all there. And so if somebody wants to take decompression to a whole nother level, you're missing out on the cream of the crop for education in that if you're not going to the Decompression Summit. So if you're not there this year, get your butt there next year.
Yeah, absolutely. It is sold out this year, so we are at capacity. But again, we'll obviously be doing it again next year. And our plan is to, you know, obviously expand the capacity so more doctors. We have lots of doctors that are wishing they could have got in. So mark it on your calendar. you know, this year it's September 26th to 28th. We'll be right around there next year. So mark that on your calendar. If you want more information, like in terms of growing decompression, just go to decompressionaccelerator.com and you'll see a training video by me about how we help doctors hit 100K months. So with that being said, for Dr. Kyle Pankinen, I'm Dr. Vince Leone. Thank you for tuning in and we'll see you all on the next episode.
Hey, it's Dr. Vince again, and hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you're ready to grow your practice fast with high-value decompression patients, then the Decompression Accelerator could be a phenomenal option for you. This is our 90-day sprint to help you scale with proven systems, staff-driven protocols, and full marketing support, and it's all guaranteed. Spots are limited. Head to www.decompressionaccelerator.com to learn more.